Welcome to Talks from the Bible. What shall we say then that Abraham our father, as pertaining to the flesh, hath found? For if Abraham were justified by works, he hath whereof to glory, but not before God. For what saith the Scripture? Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. Now to him that worketh is the reward not reckoned of grace, but of debt. But to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. Romans 4:1-5. The need of humanity was justification because of transgression. God sought to offer unto us the means by which we might be justified. The example of justification that is set forth for us is Abraham. God had promised that through the seed of Abraham, humanity would be justified. Abraham believed the promise which God had made unto him. In the life of Abraham, we see the example of faith and how faith justified Abraham and will, therefore, justify us. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out, not knowing whither he went. By faith he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Hebrews 11:8-10. God gave Abraham a promise and gave him a command. When Abraham obeyed God, God fulfilled the promise. The faith of Abraham was an obedient faith. Faith is not simply a conviction of heart, but obedience to the will of God. When Abraham believed God, his faith was counted for righteousness. We are made righteous by God when we obey the commands that God has given to us. We must obey the law of God and obey in the manner that God has prescribed. The law given to Moses was no different. Faith required that the Jews obey the system of faith that was given. In that I command thee this day to love the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways and to keep his commandments and his statutes and his judgments, that thou mayest live and multiply. And the Lord thy God shall bless thee in the land whither thou goest to possess it. Deuteronomy 30:16. The blessing of justification from God comes through his grace as we obey his will. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.